when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode. All right, so we got Cande, we got Olga, Joanna, Lucy. Oh my gosh. Ladies, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you all here to talk about the Jumpstart Your Blog Bootcamp and the experience that you've had in this program. Now, it's been over a year that this program is in existence, and I have so enjoyed watching each and every one of you glow up, flourish, use the tools and the strategies in the program to create your customized plan for how you want to build your blog, monetize your blog, get your brand out there. So let's start off with some introductions. We'll start off with you, Olga. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and also what brought you to this program.
So let me start with who brought my sister. She sent me one of your posts and she's like, oh my God, check this out. I think you were talking about finance. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. So I started following you and then I found your blogging program and I'm like, oh, wait, this looks really good. And I believe I was part of the second cohort. So I worked in marketing for over 13 years. I decided to leave my full-time gig to freelance. And then the last 2 years were sort of like a wake-up call. Everything came to like a standstill. And so I decided that I needed to diversify my income and I love to cook. So I decided to start a food blog.
That's incredible. Literally, I think we've had the exact same journey. You know, obviously I didn't start my blog because of a pandemic, but it was because of a layoff. You know, it's like sometimes these things happen in life that just kind of make you reassess what you're doing and make you either pivot or just add strategies to kind of how you're managing your own, you know, finances and how you're taking care of yourself, right? Because I think most of us, we don't get the message that we should have multiple income streams. We just are told, hey, get the job with the pension, get some benefits, and like that's it, and you're golden. But the reality of it is that if we don't protect ourselves financially, you wake up one day and everything can be pulled out from under you. So that's really cool. And I can't wait to hear what you've been up to with the blog. All right, Cande, you're up. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what brought you to this program.
So my name is Cande. And when I invested in this course, I was working at a medical office and I hated my job. Like, it was not for me. But prior to that, I worked in the nonprofit sector ever since I graduated college because I always wanted to help people, but I just didn't know how to go about that. You know, so it's similar to social workers, you know, and teachers, like serving people, but not getting paid for that, you know, or getting overworked and underpaid. I had been following you for about a year when I started seeing that you advertised this program for the first time. So I was a part of the first cohort. And I was one of those people that signed up literally hours before you closed the cart, because it was just me, you know, like getting in my own way, like overthinking everything. And I knew that I had a message that I wanted to share with the world. I knew that it was going to be around self-development, but I just didn't know like how to go about that. And also, like I said, I was getting in my own way. So I was starting to, like, I wasn't ready to choose a niche, you know, or to like show my face out there, you know. So this program was perfect for that, because it's not like social media where you have to like kind of show your face a lot more. So that's what brought me to invest in this course. And now I actually quit my job. I'm a life coach and I am blogging full time. So that's how I'm able to, you know, invest all of my time. And it's because of this course, it changed my life, you know? And that's why I'm like wearing your shirt right now. Like, I just love everything that you do because you are impacting so many lives. And I'm so grateful for this course. This was like the pivotal moment for me that I was like, it like pushed me to take action. Because at the end of the day, I was like, okay, what am I doing with my life? You know, like what other excuses can I make? What am I, you know, like what am I doing? So that's when I was like, enough's enough. Like, let me invest in this. And I did. So that's what brought me to your course.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. I am so honored to be a part of your journey, because I think there's a lot of people that you could go to learn about blogging. But I think one of the reasons that people gravitate towards this program is because we don't see ourselves represented in this world, right? It's almost just like you don't see other people doing something, so you don't think that you have permission to do it. And that's why I always tell people, when they're thinking about their niche, which you touched on, it's just like there could be a million people doing something: finance, life coaching, food blogging, blogging, etc. But your message is going to resonate and it's going to connect with certain people. And so I think that's incredible. Congratulations on quitting your job and literally creating the life that you imagined. I think that's so powerful. And that's what this whole platform is about. It's really just about giving you permission to say, nah, I'm good with the status quo. That's not for me. I want to do something incredible. So thank you for sharing that. Joanna, I have become obsessed with all of your content, girl. You are giving me HGTV vibes living. I'm like, can you come design my whole house? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
First of all, it's a honor to be on here. When I tell you that I started painting furniture 6 years ago. I started listening to your podcast while I was painting my furniture like 2 years ago in my garage, and it motivated the hell out of me. So I am the creator of Painting by the Penny. I am a furniture artist. I'm starting to design homes and I do DIY. I'm all about saving money and DIY. So what got me into the program? Obviously, you're a huge motivator, Janice. Passive income, honestly. Focusing more on my brand, my small business. I love to teach. I'm actually a nurse. I've been a nurse for 14 years and I want to slowly change. I've been working on slowly changing my career and it is scary as F. But I think I'm ready to make the big move, make the change. So blogging for me, even though writing is extremely scary, blogging for me is therapeutic. I want to be able to, you know, share what I've learned, step-by-step guides and all of that great stuff on a website that I own, which is great because I'm not a huge, huge fan of social media like Instagram and the whole changing with algorithm and all that stuff. It's like drives me nuts sometimes. But having a place where people can come that belongs to me and I share all my information is like so rewarding. So that program is what kicked my ass again. to get going, you know?
I love that. No, and you're so right. Like, you know, I think the thing that frustrates so many people about social media is like, you're always battling against the algorithm.
Yep.
And it's also really hard to like teach comprehensive topics in a 60-second reel or a couple carousel posts. Blog posts have no limit. You can literally walk people step by step through a recipe, through a furniture redesign, through tackling their mindset, through setting a budget. I think it adds a lot of credibility to have your own blog and your website as a brand. Like, I don't know about you, but like, if I find a restaurant or a place of business that doesn't have a website, I'm like, this is not legit. I am not going here. All right, Lucy.
Hello, hello, queen. I have to say, la reina de la revolución. I always call you that. So I'm so excited to be here, by the way. So my name is Lucy King. I am the founder of Viva La Budget and Finance and creator of Say Hola Wealth podcast. I talk about finance from a holistic lens. And the reason why I invested in your program was because you were the first people that I found when I was looking for some representation in the personal finance space after I was denied access to financial advice. And I said, wait a second, there has to be a Latina somewhere talking about finance. And so that was reason number one. Reason number two is because I love your personality and you say everything that I'm thinking, but I would never have the courage to say out loud. Spending time with you was amazing and learning from you was such an honor. And of course, I was starting to think about the long-term vision of my business, the podcast. And so I said, I have to learn about passive income. I have to invest in something that will save me a lot of time, right? Because sometimes we don't think about time as being one of the biggest assets. And I also decided to do this because I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to go and find answers when you already have the knowledge. You were very generous when we were part of the cohort, always giving us like, do this, go here, go there. So you saved me time and you're giving me a lot of freedom too. As a mom, I get to blog whenever I have time. I don't have to research, right? Like I just have like 20 minutes, I'm going to do it. And one of the things that stood up to me a whole lot during the program was how you were talking about commitment. Just do one once a week, once a week, once a week. And I started doing that and I have done so many things since then. But yeah, it was one of the best investments I've made.
That's awesome. And you know, I think the most powerful part of this program is literally the permission that it gives you to kind of show up as yourself, right? I think so many of us are kind of programmed to be some corporate cookie cutter version of ourselves. And when it comes to becoming content creators, which is what bloggers are, right? We're just creating a type of content on the internet that folks can connect with. It allows you to rediscover parts of yourself and parts of your voice that we maybe have lost touch with. And I know that's been the journey for me. Okay, so I would love to know, and we'll start off with you, Olga. What have you been able to achieve since joining this program?
There's so much flexibility in blogging. I think we're conditioned from the minute we start school that there is this like 8 to 5 sort of regimen that if we get out of that, we're doing something wrong. And this has given me the permission to say, or to even come up with some really creative things. You know, when you're creative, I think as a first generation or second generation American, I think that sometimes creativity is sort of not the way to go, right?
It's yeah, like, they're like, you can go and do that on your free time, but you can't. Can't be doing that for a career. You got to go be the right. doctor, the lawyer, the engineer.
So even now my parents are like, what do you do? There's a food blog. Like, what is this really? Are you going to get a job? And, you know, this is just, I think, another element to my portfolio. I'm also a real estate investor and I've added this. So I think it just allows me not having to go from one job to the next. It's making my own rules and my own schedule.
I love that. Isn't that what life is all about? It's just having total control over what your days look like. Gande, what about you? What have you been able to achieve or accomplish since being part of this program?
So I've always enjoyed writing. I've been writing since I was in the fourth grade, journaling. So that was one of the things that intrigued me about this program, that I've always enjoyed writing and I wanted to share my message, you know, with the world. But like I mentioned before, that it was just me getting in my own way. So starting to blog for me was the best way to go about that, because it was like dipping my toes, you know, in the water. You mentioned that during the course, I believe, that it was like you're dipping your toes and then from there you start to like dive in. So it took me a while to publish my first blog post. I think it was like 3 months after I purchased the course, actually, because of the imposter syndrome. And then I stopped. I published my first post like in December, and then I didn't go back to it until May of this year. And then since then, I've been publishing 2 blog posts every week. I've stepped into that, you know, where like now I created my Instagram and I am showing my face, creating reels, and I am coaching now, you know, so it's just changing my whole career, my whole life, where I'm stepping into who I knew that I was born to be, but I just didn't know back then what it was going to look like. And now I just feel so much freer, so much lighter, like just happier, you know, and I feel that people are noticing that and my family is noticing that. They're like, what are you doing? You know, and it's because I'm not miserable, like doing, not that I like, you know, hated my jobs in the past. I met great people and everything, but it was just not what I felt was my calling, you know? So I feel like this course is literally what helped me step into that, into my calling. So my life is just continuing to evolve, which is what my blog is called, Siempre Evolving, you know? So it's all about stepping into who you're meant to be.
That is so perfect. And I think everybody can definitely relate to this idea of what we were talking about, rediscovering your voice and really finding what your actual purpose is and what message you have to share. How about you, Joanna? What have you been able to achieve since being a part of this program?
So I love that you touched on, Olga, building your portfolio. So my whole thing is whatever I put on the internet that has to do with my brand builds my portfolio. Doesn't matter how many views it gets or anything. It's there as long as I allow it to be. So having my website and my blog is building my portfolio. Having eventually that passive income, because I don't have ads or anything on my blog yet. I just started it a year ago, but it's growing. You know, the traffic is growing. So I picture it like years from now, just generating more income. It's interesting too. I'm getting a lot of DMs because some of my videos are going viral on Instagram. I'm getting a lot of questions. So it's like, oh, what paint are you using? What are you doing with this? What are you doing with that? It's on my website. So it's so easy for me to just say like, oh, check out, it's on the blog, and people are actually going and generating that traffic. So it's nice to have that, like I mentioned earlier, that space that belongs to me. Newsletters too. So I send out newsletters with updates that I don't always share on Instagram. So I have a nice community there. So it's building more of a personal community for me. And then in the future, it's looking like it's going to be a pretty good passive income.
That's incredible. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the word community. This is why we become content creators, right? Mm-hmm. We want to build a community of people who have the same interests, who have the same values, who have the same desires in life. And as a content creator, we want to serve so many people, but answering those DMs and answering the same question every day, it can get repetitive. So having that resource that you can send folks to that's going to generate traffic for you, that's going to build your brand credibility, and that's going to allow you to do the work once and have it do work continuously for years and years to come, that is hella powerful. So I love that you touched on that. How about you, Lucy? What have you been able to accomplish?
So much. So much that I'm so grateful. I never thought that I was able to move so fast. But here's what I've done. I've been able to diversify my income, add additional income streams. I was able to create a digital product that now makes money for me when I'm sleeping. And I love getting those emails, you know, like the next morning, I'm like, oh, I make this much money and I have to do nothing, right? And also because of that, and because I'm having the blog and the website and really using my voice without having to ask permission, which you mentioned that earlier, really allowed me to become part of a community that invited me to co-author my first book. And I never thought about writing a book, because I did, but I never thought that I would find the community who would just say, your story is powerful. We've seen your website. We've been following you. So we want you to be part of this community and share your story with amazing Latinas who are all about uplifting our community. So that's what I've been able to do since I invested in your course.
That is absolutely incredible. And I think, again, that drives home the importance of building your brand credibility. There is power in having that digital platform that's beyond social media. And so you're definitely maximizing that. And that's incredible. So I'm curious, because I know through experience teaching this program that the technical stuff is not what can derail folks. It's the mindset shit, okay? It's the limiting beliefs that start to pop up once you start getting out of your comfort zone, you start doing things that don't feel natural to you. I'd love for us to go around and talk about what's the biggest limiting belief or mindset shift that you experienced going through this program. And I'll start with you, Olga.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online store shop phase to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dinero, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dinero now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dinero.
I think that I can be impatient. And I think that this has taught me that. And also, I think there's like this idea of everything needs to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, then why even try? And if anything, I think this has taught me that. And even watching how you have been able to rebrand your food blog and where it is now to where it started. And then even looking at my logo over the time. And it hasn't even been a year. I think that has taught me that consistency is way more important than perfection. And that is a huge mind shift because we're always taught that do it the best way or don't do it at all. But I think that in the long game, when you look at really successful people, it's even JLo just said it the other day. She's like, it's not about the perfect workout. It's about the fact that I work out every day, even if it's 30 minutes. So with the blog, it's like, even if like maybe I don't have the most perfect blog post that's not 750 words, it's like create the recipe, put it together, and then maybe I can come back and rejig things, add a couple things here, some storylines, create a TikTok, like do all the things, but keep the momentum. And I think that's the most important thing, thinking about the problems and not doing.
No, that's 100% accurate. And I always tell people, like, you and the person that you admire, whatever business person that is, whatever celebrity, whatever, you know, a lot of it comes from really getting comfortable being outside of your comfort zone. Like, we don't grow if we continue to do the same things. And giving yourself permission to show up imperfectly, to take breaks, to reassess, to pivot. I feel like we don't give ourselves enough permission to embrace change as a fact of life and as part of the human experience. And I think a lot of us get this messaging, especially early on, that it's like, you must do the thing that you decided to do when you were 20 years old or 18 years old for the rest of your life, and you're not allowed to evolve. And it's just like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
Can I tell you, like, even thinking about my LinkedIn, because it's all marketing, it's like, okay, who am I now? And how do I present myself to the world? And even in a blog post, I think sometimes when you think about, oh my gosh, how many people are going to see this paragraph? You know, I think in second guessing yourself can hold you back. And that's a mind shift thing.
Absolutely. How about you, Kande?
For me, I'm piggybacking on what Olga said in the beginning. For me, feeling like I wasn't the best writer, because I feel like I've always had really smart friends. And even my partner is super smart, and just seeing some of his writing, I always compared myself to other people, especially thinking about like, oh, I'm going to publish this. So that's when I started like questioning my actual writing skills. But I actually hired a coach in December, you know, before I published my first blog post, because I knew that I was getting in my way. So I knew that I needed to take that action and I needed that extra help. So she actually was in your side hustle mogul. Your community, man, it's crazy. People are helping each other. So I saw that she had created her coaching business. So I saw her on Instagram and I had to hire her to help me get out of my way and unpack what the hell was getting in my way of publishing my first blog post, because I already had all of the tools, literally everything in the course is there. So she helped me realize that no matter what, there's always an audience, you know, and that there's people that are going to gravitate towards your message. So that was one of the things. And the other limiting belief that I had was, it kind of goes along with it, was that what if no one reads this? But I knew that I was passionate about it. This is what I feel that I was born to do, you know, like sharing my message that I want to make a positive impact in the world, helping women with self-development and spirituality, you know, like all of those things. So I knew that since I'm passionate about it, people are going to feel that. So I started shifting that mindset that I'm like, no, people will feel it. People are going to start to be curious and start reading my posts. But those two things, like there was like so many, you know, but just those two were the major ones.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the fact that you made not just one, but several investments in your own personal journey. And I think for many of us, especially from communities of color, we can often be told that like, you don't ask people for help. You must DIY everything. And spending money on quote unquote frivolous things like your personal development is a waste, or it's just somehow there's no support for that type of stuff. And so I'm really glad to hear that part of this process for you was choosing to identify areas where you need that extra support and not being ashamed about it, but being willing to make that investment. That's really a powerful shift.
The thing too is that we feel it inside when we want to do something, right? So it's going to eat away at you if you don't take that action. So that's all was happening to me. So after those weeks of not being able to publish it, you know, and just feeling that procrastination, and it just feels like shit. So you feel it. And that's when you're like, okay, well, what can I do to actually do what I feel like I have to do? And that's when you have to invest in yourself if that's what you really want.
Absolutely. I love that message. How about you, Joanna? What's been the biggest mindset shift for you?
So I always used to say up until like a year ago, I'm not tech savvy every freaking time. And I was like, you know what? I need to stop saying that. The thing is that I am not patient. I'm impatient. And I am not as interested in tech as other people, which is okay for me. So that shift in mindset saying like, all right, I am tech savvy. If I put my mind to it, I will learn these things. The same way I'm picking up new tools and building shit. Like I can do this. I know I can. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to give my energy to it. So what I did was I actually, when I first wanted to start my blog, I went onto WordPress and I was like, oh no, this is not it. What is this voting shit? Like, what is going on over here? So it was months and months and months of me trying to figure out WordPress and getting so frustrated and thinking like, no. So what I did, I invested and I hired a virtual assistant to help me create my website. I mean, for the most part, it was kind of done, but I wasn't proud of it because I was drained. So I hired my girl, Jensine, shout out to Jensine, to help me with my website. It came out incredible. I was so happy for it. She taught me the ins and outs of it just briefly. And then I was like, okay, now this is good. But the time I took to get so frustrated in something that I wasn't interested in and coming up with these excuses that I'm not tech savvy was such a waste of time for me. So now I'm like, all right, where do I want to put my energy? I don't want to waste my energy on this. So I'm going to invest money. Even if it's going to take me a while even to come up with the money to invest in it, it is so much better. It feels so great to like have that change.
Outsourcing is totally addictive. Yes. Once you get good at it, it's like, I don't want to do nothing. I love that. How about you, Lucy? What's been the biggest mindset shift for you?
So many breakthroughs through the program. So the first one and most important I want to say is the mentality of having to be perfect, right? And then learning that perfectionism will always keep me broke. And I also have to work on the mindset of it's okay for you to be creative. Like I was super, super creative up to the point where I started to really like live the corporate life where everything has to be perfect, even the way you talk, right? And so I kind of pushed creativity to the side. And now owning it and saying, you know what? I am a creative person. When I'm recording a podcast, I am being creative. When I'm creating a blog, I am being creative. And it's okay for me to monetize that. And, you know, the commitment, like, am I really committing to doing this, right? Somebody was talking about traffic in terms of like bringing people to their website. So when I create something, I honestly don't have the doubt of, are people going to read this? It's not like if they're going to read it, but when they're going to read it. If my Instagram goes away, if any social media go away, I will continue to make money through the website. And you mentioned outsourcing. I think that was one of the biggest aha moments for me when we were going through the program. And I have been doing that, like understanding that I don't have to do it all because I am a mom of two toddlers. So I have to just use the money and reinvest in my business to really align with the long-term vision of where I want to go.
I love that. That's so powerful. And I don't think a lot of folks understand the mindset work that comes as a side effect of doing these things, of becoming a business owner, of becoming a creative. But I think it's work that permeates your entire life. When you open yourself up to possibilities, that is a shift that changes your life, not just the projects that you're working on, but just like the things that you allow, the things that you accept, the things that you start saying no to that you would have said yes to before. It's just very powerful what happens when you start really listening to that inner voice that is challenging you on all of the stuff that we've been told about who we have to be and why. So I'm curious, what would you tell someone who is considering taking this course? We can start with you, Olga.
Take it one chunk at a time. it can feel almost overwhelming because there are a lot of different pieces to the puzzle. I just want to put out there that I appreciate so much that you give us lifetime access, because there's so many programs out there that cap you at 6 months. And then if you want to keep the information, you need to pay them monthly. And I have watched your live classes over and over, even other cohorts. And I'm like, okay, wait, what is this? What did she say here? And so I think that one, it's all there. Go back, you'll find an answer. And if you don't, you know, things are evolving, so that's okay. But I think chunking it and then really committing, because yeah. It's easy to say, I'm not going to do this. And it's fine if you want to take some time off. Give yourself that permission.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to make the program lifetime access, because I don't want people to feel the pressure of like, you need to have everything done by the end of the cohort, right? Because we started at 6 weeks, now it's 12. But I feel like even that, I didn't build my blog in 3 months. Like, this is a years long process. And even still, I'm still learning things today. So just this idea that you can evolve as a blogger as the course evolves, because it's definitely evolved with content, with the formatting, all that stuff. I think it's really important to know that no, you don't have to get this all figured out. And I think that the community aspect is such a powerful part too, because you oftentimes when you're doing stuff like this, it can feel like nobody understands. Your friends, your family, they're just like, what the hell? You starting a blog? Like, who? What? But having people who are on the same page with you, who can keep you supported and who can cheer you on in those moments when you're doubting yourself and you're thinking about quitting, I think it's very powerful. All right, Kande, how about you? What would you tell someone who's considering taking this course?
I would tell them that literally everything that you need to create your blog is in the course. Step by step, Janice, you even give a niche worksheet of, or like a sheet of like 100 ideas to choose your niche. Like everything is on there. So there's really no excuse. The only thing that we mentioned already is the mindset part. And that's what was my struggle in the beginning. But aside from that, so just knowing that, right, that it's just you getting in your own way and you having to decide that you actually want to do this, then once you get to that point, everything else, all of the tools are literally in the course. And like we mentioned also, it's a lifetime access. So you could always go back to it if you decide to take a break, if you decide to work on yourself, you know, like I had to do in the beginning. Could always go back to it. I still go back to it now because now I'm working on monetizing my blog. So like we said, it's a process, right? So in the beginning, you have to focus on creating content. Then once you're creating, you're, you know, at a good place of having enough posts, you could go back to it and learn how to monetize it. Like everything is there. So like, I don't know what else to tell them, right? I would just be like, I don't even know why you're second guessing this. Like everything is there.
I love that. Thank you. How about you, Joanna?
100% do it. The amount of tips and information in this course that we get to keep for a lifetime is like no other course I've taken. I've actually taken other courses and this one has the most information. Even after a year of having my blog, I still go back to it too, because I forget things. You know, we're doing so many things and we're like, wait, how do you do this again? We're like, what information am I missing here? So 100% do it. 100% invest in yourself, invest in your brand, your business. It's so worth it, you know, and give yourself grace. I like the fact that you're in a group with a lot of beginners. You're not comparing yourself or someone giving you advice that has a whole group of people, a whole team. Like we're one person. Like there's only so much that we can do. So I like that everyone was like in different steps, but we were all beginners. That was like very motivational for me, because it's like, I'm not just taking or hearing stories from people that have a whole team that's doing all of the work together, because it's so hard to compare yourself and even keep up with that type of group or people. So that was awesome. I definitely think it's a great deal. I mean, what I paid, I was just like, wait a minute, all this for, is this on clearance or something? It's awesome. So 100% do it.
I love it. Thank you for sharing. How about you, Lucy? What's one thing you would tell people who are considering taking this program?
I will tell them, what are you waiting for? Like, why are you still thinking about doing it? Like, do it. It was so powerful to see the power of community, the savings of time. Like, think about time, because sometimes we don't think about time, right? Like, time is such a big asset. And so thinking about how much time you're going to save when you invest in this program. Can you find the answers on YouTube, Google, elsewhere? Probably. Are you going to be able to build a community and be in a room with someone who has demonstrated the possibilities of blogging, such as you, Janice. And so I will say, make the decision to invest and don't worry about the branding. Like, is it going to look pretty? It will be pretty once you start doing the blogging, once you start committing to doing all of that, and save yourself some money. Like, if blogging is something that you're passionate about, invest in learning the skills and the systems that Janice has been teaching us. And then you can say, okay, I'm ready to brand and just take off.
Absolutely. You know, I think back to my beginning journey as a blogger, and I was DIYing things for years. And I know for a fact that if I had had this type of support, this type of resource, I would have made progress much faster. And the reason why I know that is because I ended up building a second blog with Yo Quiero Dinero, and I started monetizing it in half the time. I was able to build it in half the time because I already had that skill set. So yes, it is a heavy lift, especially if you are not somebody who is used to building websites, not somebody who's used to living in the content creator mindset, not used to using your voice and putting yourself out there. But I think you have to go back to thinking about when you first started college versus graduating, or when you got your first job versus, you know, your career 15 years down the road. You always will start off as a newbie. That's just the continuous experience in life. We will start off not knowing what the hell's going on. And if you invest your time and energy into building the skill sets that are going to allow you to get to where you want to be, I don't think you can ever go wrong with that type of investment.
I wanted to add too, you know what I really love about the course is that you're so realistic. You know what I mean? It's not like you're not selling a course that's like build a blog in 10 days and make over like six figures in a year. Like that is not what this course is. Like watching your journey and you sharing your journey makes such a huge difference. It's like being so realistic is such a great thing too about the course.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I don't like about the coaching industry is that there's a lot of dreams and a lot of snake oil being sold as far as like how quickly things can happen. You don't know the type of resources that a lot of these people have behind them that have allowed them to get to where they are today. And that's why I think part of my responsibility as a coach is to be upfront about what it actually looks like. That's why I tell people, I didn't make shit money for 2 years, y'all. Like, this is something realistic that you should expect. Most full-time bloggers do not do it for at least 4 to 5 years, because that's how long it takes to build the traction, to build the community, to start building those relationships with corporations, to start diversifying your income streams, and to really just start like being in your lane and being comfortable. This whole initial part of this is very much exploratory. You are finding yourself. You are figuring out what your messaging is. You are figuring out who you're connecting with and why. And then once you have that information, then you can start thinking about things like, for you, example, for Joanna, I'm sure at some point, like you are going to be hired by people to redesign furniture in their homes, or you're going to be teaching virtual in-person classes to teach folks how to refinish furniture. Kande, you're already doing life coaching. You are already able to do this. Olga, I see you having your own cooking segment on YouTube where you're monetizing that, or you are doing brand partnerships or doing affiliate marketing with different companies. And Lucy, I mean, you are out here living your best life, doing the podcast, serving clients, teaching them all of these things that we do not learn about money. We have to give ourselves permission to show up and be those people. And I think blogging is such a powerful way to start to discover your voice, your purpose, and your mission. And so I just want to thank all of y'all for, first off, investing in this program, trusting me to be your guide through this journey, and for being living examples of like what it looks like when you do the work. It's very easy for us when we decide we want to do something to find all these reasons why we can't. But fighting through those things and continuing to show up, even though you still feel that way, I think that's what we all need to understand is what separates people who get to see others living their dreams versus living their dreams themselves. So thank you all for being here. I am so excited to continue to watch your journeys. We're going to be sharing all of your links in the episode show notes so folks can go and stalk you and DM you and ask you all the questions, because they're not paid to be here. Okay. They are here on their own free will and just want to share what the experience was like with this program. So thank you, ladies, so much for being here.
Thank you, Janice,
for having us. Thank you for having us.
This is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free.
So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start and start transforming your dinero story today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.